the coming weeks. What is the issue in the coming weeks? While doing and trying out the exercises in the weeks to come, try to look for the inner free space that you have established, cared for, and nourished during the quiet week. Repeatedly call the feeling of this space to mind. By doing so, you perceive yourself on a different level. This becomes increasingly important and essential in the coming weeks. Until now, your focusing central ego has been predominant. Now, in addition to that, you have to look for your peripheral eye, which lives in the circumference. That means not planning what to do or what to practice so much, but rather to allow the new or unexpected. Can you be inspired by the feedback from your surroundings? Can you playfully deal with what you intended and what became of it? Can you increasingly experience the subtle being that is starting to grow within yourself? Being a child again, playful and relaxed. Are you able to let go in doing and also benefit from inactivity? Are you able to say yes to non-achievement, failure? The main issue now is how you deal with failure. Moving forward from no to yes, yes to what you do, yes to what you don't do, yes to success, yes to failure. Have joy in your own being and grow. Discover where in the wilting silence fruits grow and ripen. Do you also manage this in areas where you have the feeling that you are a failure? That would be wonderful.